Good morning. This is Mike Switzer with the South Carolina Business Review. Our next guest believes his university startup company will soon be driving vans around Columbia, cool cleaning home carpets using carbon dioxide, a method he also believes will dramatically reduce allergens in the home. Mike Matthews is an engineering professor at the University of South Carolina in Columbia and the chief technology officer for Carbonix. Mike, good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Give us the background on this company, this technology.
This started as just normal university research, trying to find uses for carbon dioxide liquid in the biomedical field. And along the way, we became aware of the major problem associated with asthma and the science behind that. And we discovered some technology, which has now been patented, that we can use to clean up the indoor environment.
Well, walk us through how it works.
Pretty simple, really. We have partnered with an equipment company, and we have a technology now where we can clean not only carpets, but mattresses, upholstered furniture, and other sort of fabric repositories that capture the dust. It works by spraying out a stream of carbon dioxide, which turns into dry ice particles. Everything's enclosed in a vacuum cleaner. That spray essentially agitates the carpet or the bed, kicks up all the dust, and everything is vacuumed outside. The key part of the technology, though, is that it's cold. One of the major causes of asthma are the protein triggers produced by the dust mite, and the cold will kill them.
How cold is it?
It's about minus 25 degrees C. Interestingly enough, if one is working with expensive carpets and textiles and those ever become infested, the recommended treatment is to put them in a freezer. So it's a temperature about the same as a really cold freezer.
And now I know anybody listening with environmental concerns may be worried about CO2 being sprayed all around.
It's a concern. There are really two concerns. One is if you get too much CO2 in the room and you inhale that, there's not enough oxygen. In our process, everything is vacuumed outdoors. People may wonder about global warming and carbon dioxide. All of the carbon dioxide that we use is captured from existing sources. It's being recycled for our purposes. We're adding no more CO2 to the atmosphere.
How is this stumbled upon, spraying CO2 onto carpets?
The real key was when we learned some science about asthma, that these tiny little proteins that exist in these various pests are the actual thing that trigger the asthma, and we discovered that we could either dissolve or break up those allergen proteins to get them out, and we furthermore discovered that these little pests, the dust mites, can be frozen right in the temperature range where liquid carbon dioxide exists.
What have been your challenges in getting this business going?
Well, as a university professor, one of the big challenges is time. We have to talk to a lot of people. We have clinical allergists, epidemiologists, equipment manufacturers, business people, health and safety people that we all have to talk with. The other thing is, as a university professor, I wasn't necessarily trained to be an entrepreneur. So I've had to align myself with a very good business partner, Mr. Alan Quick, and some others, but we've had great support from the university, the intellectual property office, and the local entrepreneurial community, and it really is a team effort.
And so royalties will be paid to USC?
Yes. These inventions were actually made at the University of South Carolina with the aid of grants. When we created the company, the university owns a fraction of the company, and my business partner and I own the rest.
When do you expect the first cool cleaning, home cleaning vans to be circulating around Columbia and testing this market?
We have a major commercialization grant from the National Institutes of Health. We expect by about February of 2015, we'll have our process on the truck and ready to go around and do some preliminary testing in homes by then. And then after that, we'll be conducting a grant with the aid of public health and clinical people where we will be testing selected homes on a scientific basis and looking at how effective our process is for removing allergens and killing dust mites.
The tests go okay, then I guess it's a national launch.
That's what we're looking for. It's possible that we might franchise this operation, and it's possible that other operations with similar interest might even come in and buy us out. We have to make that case for this particular sort of grant, which is called a Small Business Innovative Research Grant.
Well, Mike, congratulations on everything you and the company and the university have achieved so far. Good luck with everything going forward.
Thank you very much, Mike.
Mike Matthews is an engineering professor at USC in Columbia and the chief technology officer for Carbonix. We will have a link to his company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is etvradio.org/SCBR. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views and opinions expressed by the guests on the South Carolina Business Review are their own and not necessarily those of South Carolina ETV Radio.